This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's something to give thanks for in this ho-hum economy. Sales of existing homes were up last month, more than 2%, in fact, and more than expected. Realtors tell us housing prices are down, credit's cheap. It's all good, right? Well, then why are a lot of home sales falling apart at the last minute? The so-called fallout rate for signed mortgage contracts is the highest it's been in more than 2 years. Now, if you've tried to get a home loan recently, I know what you're thinking. It's the bank's fault. They're nitpicking home loans to death before they give the green light. But as Oregon Public Broadcasting's David Nogueras tells us, there are other factors at play as well.
The last time Dick Eisman bought a house, he told himself he would never move again. But just a few days ago, he and his wife made an offer on this three-bedroom Craftsman bungalow. That after the realtor showed him pictures of the wild elk that roam the forest that runs up against the backyard.
One of the things that we talked about is storage.
Now, here he is in the garage of a house he doesn't even own yet, trying to figure out where to store the Christmas decorations.
And I think now looking at it, yeah, this would be perfect for that.
Just a few months ago, Eisman was doing the same imaginary moving exercise in a completely different house. But the deal fell apart when the couple that was going to buy the Eisman's house backed out.
And when they backed out, we could not complete the contract with the house that we had offered. You know, it was kind of like dominoes. As soon as one fell out, then everything fell out.
Economist Paul Diggle says broken housing contracts aren't new. They're just happening more frequently. Diggle studies the U.S. housing market for the research firm Capital Economics. He says it used to be that about 1 in 20 pending sales would fall through before closing, usually after the home inspection turned up something unexpected, like lead paint or termites. Diggle says right now the fallout rate is much higher, closer to 1 in 5. For one thing, he says lenders are still skittish. Remember how the whole global banking system teetered on the brink of systemic failure? But buyers, he says they're ready to go.
So they're signing contracts, but when it comes to the last stage, they're finding that they aren't being approved for that mortgage.
You know, the scrutinization is maybe a little bit overboard, but I sure wouldn't want to see them go back to what it was.
Sandy Garner runs a real estate company here in Bend. Bend saw one of the hottest markets while the housing bubble was inflating and heard one of the loudest pops when it burst. The average price of a home here dropped more than 50%. Now buyers are finally coming back, says Garner, to a very different market, one that moves much, much slower.
We might write for a 45-day close, try to keep the banks moving, but in reality, it may take a little bit longer than that.
For some of our clients, that's about as appealing as a 45-day trip to the dentist. Some people just walk away and start all over again. Garner says that's especially true in short sales, where closing can drag on for months on end. But it's not just tighter lending standards slowing down the process. Brian Lieben is a senior loan officer with Directors Mortgage, also in Bend. As an independent mortgage broker, Liebman makes loans to homeowners much like banks do. He says after the bubble burst, the entire mortgage industry had to downsize. Liebman estimates only 10% of the independent brokers who used to do business here are still open.
If you think of 90% attrition and now mortgage applications increasing, there's a lot less of us to handle that kind of load. The people that are left are busier than they've ever been. Things just have to slow down.
Still, home sales are up, which suggests many buyers whose deals fell through didn't give up. Back at that charming Craftsman bungalow, Dick Eisman admits he was disappointed when he lost out on that first house. But now he thinks it was for the best.
The other house was very nice and would have done just fine. But this one just sings, just feels like it's the very right thing.
Of course, Eisman still has a few weeks before his closing date. And there's always a chance he could change his mind. In Bend, Oregon, I'm David Nogueras for Marketplace.